ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. As we open the service, be in remembrance that we're here to praise the Lord this evening, and we'll hear some testimonies from YouthCon, from the teens that went last week, and so looking forward to that. Brother Marshall, so would you please open us in a word of prayer? Amen. Page number 206, if you need it in your hymnals. Oh, say, but I'm glad.
There is a song in my heart today, something I never had. Jesus has taken my sins away. Oh, say, but I'm glad.
Some of y'all are lying. It doesn't seem like you're too glad. Maybe we'll try that second verse. We'll run through it again. Here we go.
Wonderful, marvelous love he brings into a heart that's sad. The soul just sings, oh, say, but I'm glad.
He hideth my soul.
He hideth my life with the dead.
time, we'll have a special.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, it's that blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears. And it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose. It will never lose its power. Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, we had a great time at YouthCon this week, and just before we'll have the ladies start with their testimonies, but I just wanted to say, as I do each time, and I hope that you won't forget, I just am so grateful for the opportunity to minister to your teenagers and to you as well, and thank you for trusting us to them as we take them on these types of trips to camp and YouthCon and these other activities as well. And so I just want to thank you so much for the opportunity, and I hope that it's a help to your teenagers. I hope that it's not in vain, and so I just wanted to thank you for that. So at this time, we'll start with the ladies. I think, Miss Crystal, are you going to go first? Okay, Miss Crystal's going to go first, and then we'll start with the rest of the girls. Just go right on down the way, okay? Don't wait or dawdle, all right? Just come on up, and then we'll finish up with the guys, and then I'll give a word at the end.
Well, I feel exactly like Brother Chuck feels. I'm just amazed that you guys entrust your teens to us and everything, and we really don't take it lightly. I think I say that every time, but honestly, we don't. I know it's a big thing to trust someone to take your kids for any amount of time, and I would say it's an investment well worth it. There's so many messages that are there to speak to their hearts, and hopefully you noticed a difference after. I don't know if they've caught up on their sleep yet, but if they have, hopefully you notice a difference in them. And we always want to come away from weeks like this and any service changed, not the same. And so one of the things that the Lord really spoke to my heart about was during the youth worker sessions, and just so many areas that I am lacking on evangelizing and getting the gospel out there. And teaching the girls how to do it as well. And so there were so many awesome ideas, and I'm super excited to start with Chuck implementing them and everything to help us grow spiritually and numerically and everything like that, just going towards the gospel. And the other one that the Lord really spoke to my heart about was the spirit of unity that is from the Bible. I'm still lacking sleep from Ecclesiastes, where it talks about two are better than one. And then even furthermore, it ends up telling us that three are better than two, and how that we're not intended to ever be on our own. Nobody is. We're intended to have a community, and a community that is strong to help each other. If someone's alone and they fall, they have no one to help them up. And that's what we're supposed to be as a youth group, as a church, and everything like that. And so it just really spoke to my heart about just being sure that we don't let our differences of personality and stuff like that split us, that we would be a unified church, a unified youth group, and everything like that. And so helping one another along. So that was really beneficial to me.
I had so much fun at YouthCon this year. One of my favorite parts was not even during the conference, but at night when us girls, we would stay up till 3 in the morning talking about nonsense and just our futures and what the message meant to us. And it just meant so much to me that I was able to grow such great relationships just over the course of a couple days. And but the preaching was also so amazing. I was able to hear from a preacher that I heard from a couple years ago, Brother Park Sutton, and I really enjoyed his preaching. I learned that the things God makes about me that I may not like or appreciate are things made specifically by him, and that they were made by his hands to specifically benefit his work. I want to thank Brother Chuck and Miss Crystal for taking us, and I want to thank you guys for supporting and praying for us. I cannot wait to go again next year.
Well, I always loved going to YouthCon. I loved going to the water park and singing in the choir. I loved spending time with family and friends. Both speakers were amazing, but my favorite was on Thursday night when Brother Prater was talking about how we need to include everyone in the youth group and how everyone needs a friend. And I don't always do that all the time, especially with new kids, because if some of y'all haven't noticed, I'm kind of shy. And it's kind of hard for me to talk to people, so I'm going to try to do better at that. But I want to thank my parents for letting me go, and for Brother Chuck and Miss Crystal for putting up with us all week, and I can't wait to go next year.
Well, this was my first time going to YouthCon, and I had so much fun. All the messages were amazing. They all spoke to me in many different ways, but the one that spoke to me the most was on Tuesday night, where Brother Park talked about how we can't control what happens in our life, but we can control on how we react. And that really spoke to me because I do have problems with reactions, and I hope to react better and show God in all my reactions. I want to thank everyone that had a part in taking us or praying for us to be down. I want to thank my parents for paying and letting me go, and I can't wait to go next year.
This was my first year at YouthCon, and it was really fun. First, I want to thank Preacher and Ms. Metzinger for allowing us to go, and for Brother Chuck and Ms. Crystal for taking us and putting up with us. And I want to thank my parents for allowing me to go and for paying for me. And I want to thank everyone for praying for us. My favorite part was the Science Museum. It was really cool. The message that spoke to me the most was on Wednesday morning when Brother Prater talked about how we have to keep God close and not walk away from him. And he said, if you walk away from God, where would you go and who would you be leaving? And that spoke to me, and I want to stay close to God and grow closer to him. And it was really fun, and I can't wait to go next year.
So this was my first year of YouthCon, and I liked it a lot. I think one of my favorite things, like, other than the preaching, was probably Thursday night, because, like, all we did was just hang out and talk, but I liked that because it was just our youth group, and we all, I feel, at least, that I got closer to everybody just in our friendships. I liked the specials and congregational singing because, like, all the voices and parts would just blend together, and it just sounded really pretty. My favorite sermon was on Wednesday night. Pastor Tyler Prater preached the message that was on Wednesday night, and he talked about embracing your shake, which means, like, your weakness. He used the illustration of a painter who got multiple sclerosis, and he thought he wouldn't be able to preach again, to paint again. He figured out a few years later that he could, in fact, still paint, and he embraced his weakness, which was a shake. He said, we don't need to hide our weakness. Pastor Tyler used 2 Corinthians 12:9, which says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Whenever you're weak, God is strong, and he will help you. We can go to God with whatever we need, and he will help us in our weakest and hardest times. I would like to thank the Marinos for driving us down there and putting up with all of us sleep-deprived children for 4 days. Especially Miss Crystal, when a lot of us girls were, like, really hyper in the middle of the night. And also, she took us through the McDonald's drive-thru at, like, 1 in the morning. So that was a fun experience because it's crazy. And also, she was just there whenever we needed someone to talk to or just to have fun with. Thank you to just all of you. Because I feel like some of you were praying for us, and that was just helpful. And someone gave us some money, and that was just a real blessing. And last but not least, I would like to thank my parents for paying and letting me go. And I hope we get to go again next year.
Hi. First of all, I want to thank everyone for their prayers, and I want to thank Preacher and Miss Metzinger for allowing us to go, and I want to thank Brother Marino and Miss Crystal for driving us down there and putting up with us for a few days. It was probably pretty bad for you guys, but fun. My favorite part was the Whitewater Bay and making new friends with people and just getting a better relationship with a lot of kids in the youth group, and the speakers, Brother Prater and Brother Sutton, were both outstanding preachers, and all the messages spoke to me. But the one that spoke to me the most was about surrendering to God's call and listening to God's call for your life. But this year was awesome, and I can't wait to go next year.
As my first year as YouthCon, it's pretty nice. First of all, I want to thank Pastor and Miss Cindy for letting me go, and my parents for letting me go, and Mr. Marino for taking us for the past 4 hours or five. I can't really remember that well. He probably lost quite a few brain cells dealing with us. Especially when Jay put a backpack on his head. The favorite message, all of them were good. All of them spoke to me a lot. But my favorite message was that I grew up in church all my life. And what am I doing out of routine, and what am I doing out of genuine love for the Lord? I need to really think about that, because we can just go through routine, but it means nothing if you don't put love into it. I just had a really fun time, and I encourage anyone that can go to go, because it's really nice, and thank you.
All right, well, praise the Lord, and oh boy, okay, we're hot. Ecclesiastes chapter number 4, and we'll just be here for a few minutes and kind of a testimony and a little encouragement all put together.
Ecclesiastes chapter number 4, one of the messages that Brother Tyler preached from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, and we'll read it in just a second. One of the other messages that Brother Prater preached about was from John chapter 6, entitled Walk Away Moments. And you remember that Jesus had just taught one of his longest sermons in John chapter number 6 about being the bread and water of life, and that if any would partake in him, then they can receive him and they can have eternal life. And if they would not accept him, if they would not partake of him, they could not have eternal life. And it says there in John chapter number 6 that this was a hard saying, and that a lot of people were right then at that moment faced with a choice, that either they were going to stick with what Jesus said even when they didn't understand and even when it was hard to accept, or they were going to walk away. And we know the story as we read through the end of John chapter 6 that many of his disciples walked away and followed him no longer, but 12 of them did stay. And they stayed with him. And so Jesus asks them, will you also walk away? Will you also leave? And they were faced also with the choice. And so when we, what we have to realize is that when we're faced with that walk away moment, when we come to that spot in our life where we have to make that choice, we're going to have to understand that either we're going to stick with him or we're going to walk away. And when we understand that there's nowhere else that we can go, that's what Peter says, right? To whom shall we go, and to whom, who else has the words of life? Nobody else does. But the encouragement is that because there is no other alternative worth pursuing, if we think we found something else, that's an idol. That's what the Lord spoke to me about. If we think that there's something else worth pursuing, that's become more important to you in your heart than God has. And so we must be very careful not to let our hearts not to wander, not to stray, and that we have to understand that there's no other alternative worth pursuing than Jesus. And we must stick with him in those walkaway moments. And though that decision has to be made within ourselves, God has given us a group of people who are going to help us, ideally, right? And so that leads us to the second message that I wanted to speak about that Brother Prater preached from Ecclesiastes chapter 4. And so if you're there, verse number 8 says this: there is one alone, and there's not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother, yet there is no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches, neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity. Yea, it is a sore travail. Verse number 9, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. And so he talked about, his title was the longest title. He said, two are better than one, and three is better than two, and four is better than three, and five. And he didn't go on all the way. But that is the idea, though. And it could be as 99 is better than 98, and 100 is better than 99. It's always better to have more folks. And so he preached about the unity, and specifically in youth groups, but we also find encouragement for us in the whole of the church, in the whole of the local church, and that as we have times in our life where we fall, as we have times in our life where we labor, as we have times in our life when we fight, and when we're out in the cold, when we are facing troublesome times, it's always better to have two or better than one, right? It's always better to have more people. And he spoke specifically of verse number 10, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Do you remember a long time ago the Life Alert commercials, right? Where they would depict an old lady, and she had fallen down in her house by herself, and what would she say? I've fallen and I can't get up, right? And so the idea was that they would try to sell this device that would somebody would have access to call somebody in to help them. And Brother Prater said this: the Christian life does not come with a Life Alert bracelet, but it does come with a church. Amen. It comes with the church. And so as we face the hard times that we go through, as we face sicknesses and we face the loss of family members and the loss of finances, troublesome times, family issues, whatever the case is, as we go through those difficult times, we're not alone. And so he also said this: God isn't in the business of quitting on his kids, and we shouldn't be either. And so they're just trying to foster a spirit where we all are trying to help one another, because that's the goal, right? Church is not a place where we just meet at church occasionally and we're acquaintances one with another, but church is supposed to be a group of people who are tight-knit, who have the same purpose and are going in the same direction, that will help each other when we fall and will help each other when we labor and will help each other when we're cold and when we're fighting. And so we're supposed to be helping each other. And so another aspect that the Lord spoke to me about through this youth conference, and Crystal briefly mentioned it as well, is the area of evangelism, something the Lord's been trying to work on my heart for a couple of months now, just rekindling that fire of spreading the gospel. And so there were even, I remember on Thursday afternoon, I had some specific questions that I had talked to Brother Seth Bailey, he's the youth pastor over at Southwest in Oklahoma City. And so I just went up to him before the service and was trying to talk to him about some specific stuff. And he gave some helpful encouragement. And just a few minutes later, as Brother Prater was preaching that same night, he answered some of those same questions that I had asked Brother Bailey. And so it's just neat how the Lord will answer you if you're calling him. And you can find him if you seek him. And so it's just neat how the Lord spoke to us in that, in some of those areas about evangelism being a group effort. It's not a solo act. And so that's another area where the church is supposed to be together. And we're supposed to go out and spread the gospel to as many people as we can. And so, again, I just want to thank you for entrusting your kids to us. And we didn't lose nearly as many brain cells as they let on. But it's a joy and a pleasure to be able to take them. It really is. And it is tiring sometimes. But overall, it's worth it, I hope. And it is to us to be able to invest that time into your kids. And so I hope you'll find encouragement through the testimonies that we would be a unified church and that God has created you for a purpose, each and every one of you as well, not just the teenagers, but he's created everyone with a purpose, and we're supposed to be together. We're supposed to be a church, a unified church that is all for the same purpose, for the glory of God and to help one another as we go through those times. Father, thank you so much for this day, and Lord, thank you for the reports, and Lord, you've said that the testimony of the saints is such an important thing, and whereby we can gain victory over things in our life. And so I ask you to please bless this time of testimonies that were given. Thank you for being able to go to this meeting. And Lord, we ask that you would work, even in the short time of invitation, that if you might have spoken to anyone through these testimonies, that you would help them to be soft-hearted and to change to be more like you. And we love you and ask this in your name. Amen. As we all stand together, we will have a short time of invitation. And if the Lord has spoken to you, maybe you would come to the altar. 277, we'll sing together. Only trust him, only trust him.
Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now.
All right, with that, so we'll have Brother Scott's coming with the announcements. And so thank you all for joining us this evening and just killing time as he walks forward. And I hope that you've been blessed by the testimonies, and thank you. And here's Brother Scott with some announcements. All right.
All right. They're pretty much the same as they were like 2 hours ago. You can scratch off the brown bag. That's done. We do have a couple of speakers coming up, the Martins and Brother Wood, on the 15th and the 22nd. So be in prayer that they can get here safely and present us with a good message. Youth rally coming up. Be in prayer for the teens for that. Brother Jeremiah will have the message for that on September the 10th at 7 p.m. And the men's recharge is coming up as well. Be in prayer for that. And if you want to go, there's a sign-up sheet on the back table back there, so get your name on that. And I guess that is all. We need to make sure that we are in prayer for all those on the prayer needs. Mrs. Butler and Cole has returned to his station there, and Brother Savage and these others on the list here, just make sure that we're keeping all of them in prayer. Brother Benson, would you close us in prayer, please?